The Doom Loop. We found a very different pattern at the comparison companies. Instead of a quiet, deliberate process of figuring out what needed to be done and then simply doing it, the comparison companies frequently launched new programs, often with great fanfare and hoopla aimed at motivating the troops, only to see the programs fail to produce sustained results. They sought the single defining action, the grand program, the one killer innovation, the miracle moment that would allow them to skip the arduous build-up stage and jump right to breakthrough. They would push the flywheel in one direction, then stop, change course, and throw it in a new direction. And then they would stop, change course, and throw it into yet another direction. After years of lurching back and forth, the comparison companies failed to build sustained momentum and fell instead into what we came to call the doom loop. Consider the case of Warner Lambert, the direct comparison company to Gillette. In 1979, Warner Lambert told Business Week that it aimed to be a leading consumer products company. 1 year later, in 1980, it did an abrupt about-face and turned its sights on healthcare, saying, "Our flat-out aim is to go after Merck, Lilly, SmithKline, everybody and his brother." In 1981, the company reversed course yet again and returned to diversification and consumer goods. 6 years later, in 1987, Warner Lambert did another U-turn, away from consumer goods, to try once again to be like Merck. At the same time, the company spent three times as much on consumer goods advertising as on R&D, a somewhat puzzling strategy for a company trying to beat Merck. In the early 1990s, reacting to Clinton-era healthcare reform, the company threw itself into reverse yet again and re-embraced diversification and consumer brands. Each new Warner Lambert CEO brought his own new program and halted the momentum of his predecessor. Ward Hagen tried to create a breakthrough through an expensive acquisition in the hospital supply business in 1982. 3 years later, his successor, Joe Williams, extracted Warner Lambert from the hospital supply business and took a $550 million write-off. He tried to focus the company on beating Merck, but his successor threw the company back to diversification and consumer goods. And so it went, back and forth, lurch and thrash, with each CEO trying to make a mark with his own program. From 1979 through 1998, Warner Lambert underwent three major restructurings, one per CEO, hacking away 20,000 people in search of quick breakthrough results. Time and again, the company would attain a burst of results, then slacken, never attaining the sustained momentum of a build-up breakthrough flywheel. Stock returns flattened relative to the market, and Warner Lambert disappeared as an independent company, swallowed up by Pfizer. The Warner Lambert case is extreme, but we found some version of the doom loop in every comparison company. While the specific permutations of the doom loop varied from company to company, there were some highly prevalent patterns, two of which deserve particular note: the misguided use of acquisitions, and the selection of leaders who undid the work of previous generations.